Okay, we start the new sugya, okay? Let's begin. It's not a new sugya, but it's a new kasha in the Gemara. Let's get to it. Okay, the Gemara had a version on Vav Amud Aleph in Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, that Rav Aser Bi Rishona, that Rav Mater Bi Rishona and Shmuel Aser Bi Rishona. So going with that Mahalach of Bei Rav, the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis asks a new kasha. And the Gemara asks like this, Mesiv Rav Yosef, it's about the seventh line down, or ninth line, Mesiv Rav Yosef, something like that. Mesiv Rav Yosef, asks the kasha. The kasha is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos the following. The Mishnah says, Chosen Pater Mikriyashma, a chasen is pater from Kriyashma on the first night of his wedding. Laila Rishon, assuming it's Wednesday night, Ad Motzoi Shabbos, Im Lo Asa Maisa. If he had not yet had the beer with his wife, the halacha states that he's pater from Kriyashma, says the Mishnah, Beferish. From Motzoi Shabbos onward, even if he hasn't yet had beer, he's still chayv in Kriyashma, because he's already able to be live with this this concern or this worry, and he won't be upset about it, and he'll be able to concentrate, and he'll be able to say Kriya Shema. So my lav, I want to just point out that the Rashba here I gave you, the Rashba writes, it's an interesting din, but until Motzoi Shabbos, the Rashba writes, if they don't even tell him that he's going to have bia. It was a strange lushin. Sheodiulo, sheyivol. Even if they don't tell him sheyivol halayli, he's pater from kriyashma, because the derech was that they would have yichud in those nights. So the possibility existed, I guess. I guess somehow maybe they would pay sometimes for a room, a private room. So until Saturday night, according to the Rashba, even if they tell him whether they're going to be alone or not, there's a categorical patur. Okay? You're always part of him Kriya Shema. Okay? You're always part of him Kriya Shema. Halacha l'maisa. From Saturday night on, you're only part of him Kriya Shema if they tell the guy that he's going to be alone with her that night, so he knows that he's going to have bia with her. So therefore, only then, says the Shita Megubetz is b'shem the Ravid, and also the Shita Laran says the same thing, do we assume like that? So I want you to get that down. The Rashba writes it's a blanket tour till Saturday night, from Wednesday night, whether he knows he's going to be alone with her or not, he's pater from Shema. After Saturday night, if they tell him they're going to be alone, also he still will be pater, only in a case where, in fact, they had told her, and that's if they hadn't yet consummated the marriage yet, they hadn't been together. Okay?
Sorry, to be clear, even if they're together, even if they've been together Wednesday night?
No, if they've been together, of course you have to say Kriya Shema. Talking about where they have not yet been together. So if they have not yet been together, like we just said, after Saturday night, Meir Simchat, it's only going to be a tour if they tell him you're going to be alone tonight. They tell him they're going to be alone tonight, then he knows he's going to have the bia tonight, he'll get nervous. But it's a blanket tour till Saturday night, even if they didn't tell him. Because I guess the assumption is that they'll somehow be alone. Okay, that's what the Ravid writes, according, along with the Rashba. So you see from this, Chuppas needed. It's the same halacha.
Right.
I mean, the chuppas needed will extend until the right. Same halacha would apply. Yeah. We'll talk about bisman hazeh, but lamaisa, why not? They had the same halacha. So my lav, the Gemara's medayik, the tarid de boy le mivel. My lav, how do you translate the word my lav? Someone asked me this morning in Seder. How do you translate my lav? Isn't it? My love, isn't it? My love, isn't it that he's Torah that he wants to be boiler? My love, the Torah to boil the mivel. Okay? He's Torah that he wants to have bia. If he wants to have bia and he's worried about it, that's the klal of Osik v'mitzvah, Pukim v'mitzvah. And therefore, it must be included from Wednesday night to Saturday night, you can have bia Friday night. So it must be that bia Rishon is mutar on Friday night. Kashan who? Kashan Shmuel Asur Bi Rishona. That's the Kashan of Gemara from the Gemara in Brachos. Okay, everyone got it? Now the klal of osik mitzvah putim in a mitzvah is a mishnah. It's a gemara in Sukkah Chafei Amar Aleph. I want to just point out a machloekish in Rishonim that you should get down. Let's write it quickly. We don't have time to write everything, but Lamais, I want you to know this machloekish. There's a machloekish between the Taisus and the Ran and the Orzarua, however you want to say it. What is the scope of this klal? Osik b'mitzvah putim in a mitzvah. Tosfos claims in Sukkah it's only when it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Tosfos in Sukkah, Rak, Kashir Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Only when it's impossible to fulfill both at the same time. I'm also getting A, I'm putting from B. Done. Bless you, Ezra. If you could do both, you must do B. Okay? Do A and do B. The Ritva even adds on, before we write number two, the Ritva writes it's usher to leave A to go to B. Usher lazov. A laso mitzvah shnia. Mamish usher, he says. He doesn't use the exact lashon usher. I'm just embellishing a little bit because one of my rabbinim, it's a Goldberg taught us like that. He says the mitzvah B is like a dvar reshus. Chof heim and aleph. He calls mitzvah be a dvar reshus, so obviously it's usher to leave a mitzvah and do a dvar reshus. You follow me? The Ritva writes, in fact, it's usher. Tosfos just says you're punter when it's yefshel kaim shnei. Ritva writes it's mamish usher. Lashon the Ritva he says mitzvah be is like a reshus. It's not even a mitzvah. However, that's why Rav Yitzchak Goldberg, one of my rabbis, asked when he was here for Shabbos a few Shabbos ago, just I'll tell you the kasha, how could the Gemara say in Shabbos, Gedola hachnasas orchim, or yosem yakapolis b'nei hashchina, greater is hachnasas orchim, more than greeting the shchina. Avram Avin is talking today, but he says, no, I got to get guests. Kufchav chesem and beis Shabbos, oitzik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah! That's what Rav Goldberg Shlita asked. You're the kasha? It's a stark kasha. Okay, another time we'll discuss the answer. Oh, come on. Another time. The Gemara. The Sugya. Another time we'll discuss the Teretz. There's a beautiful Teretz from Shlomo Haimi, Zatzal, that he said over. Another time. Lina. So Tosfos and the Ritva point out that if EFSHAR, it's also it's A, EFSHAR L'Kayim B, and in fact it's a Dvar Rishus. The Orzaru and the Ran say no. The Orzaru and the Ran say Afilu Kashir EFSHAR L'Kayim Shtayim. Even if it's possible to do both, which is an amazing Chiddush, guys, we still say, even when it's possible to do both, you're still Potter. Kashir EFSHAR L'Kayim Shtayim, you are still Potter. Amazing. Amazing. That's the Ran and Orz Rush. Even if I could do B, I'm putter from B. Now he asks on himself, I'm wearing tzitzis right now. So I'm gedolim and we're tefillin all day. You mean they're putter from all mitzvahs? What's the terrence the Ran says? They're not being osek, they're being mekayin. When you wear tefillin the whole day, you're being mekayin. The only time you're osek in tefillin is when you put it on. When am I osek in tzitzis? When I put it on. When I'm tzitzis right now, I'm being mekayin. You follow me? That's how he answers that kasha. Please get it done. You understand? Because you could ask on yourself, Ellie, why you're not mechugin any mitzvahs if I'm doing tefillin or tzitzis all day, right? The Torah says I'm not being osek. I'm being mekayin in that situation. That's what the Ran says himself. Tosfos and the Ritva say, halacha l'maisa, they say, l'maisa, they bring a riot from tzitzis and tefillin. But that's the Ran's chiluk. In fact, I want you to get down the Ran and say, Rak Kashir Tircha. They also agree, when there's no Tircha, don't be a lazy guy, you should do mitzvah B. But if there is a Tircha to do B, even though you could do B, you are putter. If there's no Tircha, then do B. Even they themselves say you got to do B. It's not a Tircha. That's a famous machloik, you got to know. Famous machloik, because you got to entice in the Ran. Yes, go ahead.
According to the Ran of the Ozura, how... what would be a case where they're osik in one mitzvah that they are able to still do another mitzvah?
Let's say, for example, you want to eat the shmura matzah at the Seder, Ezra, and at the same time, God forbid, you're a shomer for a mace. There's a mace in the room, you're standing outside, you're sitting outside, eat the matzah and a little Seder. Okay? That's a good example where you actually could do both. I could eat the shmur matzah at the same time I could be shomer mace. Okay?
But you wouldn't because you're not shomer.
Well, that's, we paskin like touch the roof, you should. Because I'm not sure to do both, I should do both. I'll give you a nafkamina, and then I will get back and answer that kasha. I will get back and answer that kasha. I'll give you a nafkamina to shartzin. The shartzin says, could you say a bracha on the matzah? Because if you hold like the what? The ritva, the maisa. You see, the question is osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? Is that, it's not really an afkamina between the two. But the question is, not an afkamina between these two shittas, but when you do mitzvah B, when you say osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, is it hafkah? You understand? Are you totally released from that mitzvah B, or is it potter? But I still, if I can do it, there's a kiyum. Nafkamina is going to say a bracha.
We had the machlok, the differentiation before.
By onus, correct. Excellent. When we chazal, we'll go over it. Correct. By onus, kumana patri. Is it afka or is it p'tur? Excellent. Same thing here. I'll write that down. Nafkamina l'gabi bracha.
Who says that?
That's in the Shartzin. Rav Yosef Adler Schlieff in his Sefer points out, Ion Belondis, this nafkamina. Nafkamina, whether it's afka or it's a bracha. Nafkamina is a afka or a p'tur. Nafkamina is l'gabi bracha. Okay, what'd you say, bracha? Let me just answer that kasha that I did ask you. I don't remember from Shlomo Hyman's Atzal said it, but I want you to get this as well. The Gemara writes in Moikot and Testament out this also a very important rule, that the klal of Osek Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Very critical. Pelis Magel, the Gemara quotes a drasha from a poskin Moikot and Daf Testament out from Nishlei. If I'm learning Torah and I see an elderly lady needs help with the groceries, I'm not potter. I have to stop learning to help her. It does not apply if I'm involved in Talmud Torah. Legabi Talmud Torah, you have to know that. It's a beferish gemara moikot and daf tes. The Rambam writes, though, after I help the elderly lady with the groceries, I got to start, come back and learn. So it could be, I think maybe Shlomo Hyman said like this. It could be, what's the reason for that din? Tosus writes in Moikot, because Talmud is supposed to be Mevili De Maisa. You learn in order to be, we learn Torah in order that we should know how to help the elderly lady. So that's why it's built in. You follow what I'm saying? So it could very well be that Talmud Torah is a vehicle, one of the best vehicles to come close to Hashem. You follow what I'm saying? But the whole notion is to what? Is to do mitzvahs. So in the same vein, you're close to Hashem, you're greeting the Shem. But if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, the point of coming closer to Hashem is to get you to do mitzvahs. So in the same vein that Osek Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah does not apply if you're engaged in Talmud Torah, it won't apply when you're engaged in what? Kapalos Pnei Hashchina. I think that's the answer that he said from Shlomo Hyman's Atzal. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So we answered it, Ezra. Okay? So we answered it. So the Gabi Talmud Torah, Lo Omrim, Osek Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. Lo Omrim, Osek, the mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. Yes, Daniel, go ahead. What do you say?
Let's say you're learning and there's someone who comes and asks for tzedakah. You have to start the learning to get it?
Well, the Gemara, I'm glad you brought that up. If there's another guy that can help the elderly lady with the groceries, I can stay learning and the guy can help. That guy can help. But you're stuck. You're the only guy who can give tzedakah. See what I'm saying? Certain mitzvahs other guys could do. Another guy could do help the elderly lady. If you're the only guy around, then you got to do it. Someone else is around him, or says you can let him do it. Okay? Now, if everyone has an attitude, who's going to help her? But let's say a guy who's not going to be learning in that moment. You follow me? But you're stuck, you're the only guy who can give your own stuck, so yes, you should give the guy stuck if you can.
The only guy around?
They only came to him. Doesn't seem like anyone else is around. Doesn't seem like anyone else is around. Doesn't seem that way. Did I tell you over Lamaisa, you know, we have the father and son learning Saturday night in the shul. And one of the questions they had for homework was, look in the Ezer Mekudesh and Siman Nun Hei and Shulchan Aruch. Question, one of the questions. Fifth grade. So the father had asked me, could I help him? So we looked up, took out the Shulchan Aruch. He says, what do you learn from Avram Avinu about Chuppah? We're learning Ksubis. So I said, oh, good, let's look it up. Avram Avinu's house is open on four sides. So a Chuppah has to be open on four sides. It might be a roof to the Chuppah, but it's open from all four sides. That's what the Ezer Mekudesh on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Siman Nun Hei writes. That was unbelievable. So that's a chiddush. Okay. All right, very good. Now back to here now, guys. Let's go. Let's get this. How could Shmuel say Birishon is what? Is Asar on Shabbos? Frek the Kasha, the Mishnah says in Brachis, he's Torah L'Gabi Bir. He's tired of the boy lemivel. This is the kasha. He's tar. He's very, very. He's very tar legabi bi. Okay. First thing I want to point out is the p'tur of tirda limited only to kriyashma, or does it apply to other mitzvahs as well? Okay. Please get this down. So the truth is, this is an emotional stress. This man is under emotional stress. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Vav Sif Aleph, in accordance with the Rambam I gave you, in Kriyashma Perek Dal Lecha Aleph, that the Chosin is Pater from Kriyashma, he's also Pater from Shmon Esrei. Let's get it down. Just like he's Pater from Kriyashma Yasi, he's Pater from Tefillah. That's the Mechaber, correct.
Where?
Siman Kuf Vav Sif Aleph.
Wait, he does not Marv?
Part with Bizman Azel, we'll get to. We're talking Bizman Mishnah, okay? Where they had a high level of kavanah. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufav Sif Aleph. Now, if you look in the Rambam that I gave you, the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, that the Rambam says not only you're Pater from Kriyashma and Tefillah, you're Pater from other mitzvahs as well. Let's get it down. You're Pater from other mitzvahs as well. Why? Because of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. You're thinking, and the truth is, there are some Gersos in the Rambam that actually say Daniel Chassan Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs. There are some Nuschos in the Rambam that say Chassan Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs, to back this up. Now, what is the reason? This is a psychological stress. He's emotionally upset about this. What is the reason, guys? Let's get it. Let's get the reason. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Kriyashma Pirik Dalet Halacha Aleph, the same place where I gave you. It's also in the Pirish Mishnayos and Brachos in the second Pirik. He is very afraid that he will not find Besulah. That's the first reason. Get it down. That is his tirda. He's afraid he will not find Besulah. What do you need? Perek Dalet Hilchos Kriyashma. Perek Dalet Chaf and the Perek Mishnayos on that Mishnah. Adav Tet Zayin. Number one is a concern, according to Rambam, that he will not find Besulah.
What's his concern about that?
He wants Samaria Besulah. Besulah's 200. Doesn't want to have problems. Maybe she was Mizana.
Like, why would we know.
It's always a problem. The Takanas HaMishnah is based on this concern, Daniel. Takanas HaMishnah. They take her to Beis Din. It's concerned about it. It's concerned about it. Of course she has that, but it's a possibility. We hope everyone has a Chesed Kashrus. We do. But there's still a concern. That was the Takana of the Mishnah.
Right.
So that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a different shot. The Rabbeinu Yonah claims in Brachos and Testament Beis Adap Yarif, he's afraid that he might become a krus shifcha. What's a krus shifcha? He might become sterile. He might get hurt, let's say. God forbid. The man in the process.
Why would he become sterile?
He's concerned. He's concerned, whatever. He's concerned that he might get hurt. He might get hurt. His makom shnius might get hurt. He's concerned.
He's a bucky that We got to
get to the end of the Gemara then, Meir Simcha. But this is the concern in the Mishnah, okay? It's a word about a cross shivcha. Okay? It's a word about a cross shivcha. The truth of the matter is, it's interesting that the halacha is, we said that Osek Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah, does anyone argue on this? They are Patim and Kriyash Batfil and all our Mitzvahs? Yes. The Rabbeinu Yonah there quotes a Yesh Cholkin that says he's chayv in other mitzvahs. So the only tour is from Kriyashma, okay? The only tour is from Kriyashma and maybe Tefillah as well. But outside of Kriyashma and Tefillah, forget about it. There's a Yesh Omer in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Please get it down. So that's a Beferish Machlekes in Yishonah. One Mahalach is part from Kriyashma Tefillah in all mitzvahs. Also mitzvahs. Others say no. The Slach is Marachiv, what the Pshat in that sheet is. I mean, if you ask me, it makes sense because certain mitzvahs require more concentration than others, namely Shmon Esrei and Kriyashma. Other mitzvahs are action-oriented. Why should we put on all mitzvahs? Okay. One sec, Daniel. A third shot, what he's afraid of, is L'maisa, is, the pshat is his machshava trud of etzem maisa, that he's supposed to do. In other words, This kind of like, this is what the Melech Shlomo says on the Mishnah. Melech Shlomo is on the Mishnayis. There's a concept called Hechsher Mitzvahs, like a little bit like Avram was suggesting, Nachum and Seder. There are many mitzvahs have steps before them, like a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in sukkah. But there's a Hechsher Mitzvah to build a sukkah. Perhaps the Hechsher Mitzvah in Bia is thinking about the Bia. And therefore
yeah,
we...
Isn't that Rashi?
Well, we'll see the Lashon of Rashi, Lamaisa, but the Melech Shlomo says, Beferish, that he's Torah Lamaisa, his Machshav is true to Betzim Maisa, that
why,
he's supposed to do.
Why on earth would he have to think about
it? Part of this mitzvah has a lot of stress to it, and Mameli is concerned about it. Could be like Meir Simcha, what Meir Simcha says. Rashi says, read the Rashi there, Daniel, my laugh. Could be what the Melech Shlomo is, what Rashi might be driving at. Go ahead, my lav. My lav. In the short lines, on this Gemara, my lav. Haide Potter. No, the my lav in Rashi. My lav. It's about the seventh short line.
There's another my lav.
Oh, there's another.
Okay. Yeah, another my lav. Go ahead, my lav.
Haide Potter.
Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel. My lav, isn't it?
Yeah, my lav. Isn't it Haide Potter le...
Kriyashma. He says he's Torah. Okay, maybe you can read in the Rashi that he's Torah on the Machshav on the Smites. Could be. Maybe that's a Rashi. That's what the Melech Shlomo says. And the fourth pshat is, let's get all the four pshatim, is the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayas and the Yochin of Boaz Oschof Tes. What we talked about at the end of Shir yesterday, he's afraid maybe he'll find psulim that are very thick. And maybe it will not be able to what impregnate her. And the concern we talked about yesterday, Machlekes Rav Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchak. So there are four pshatim here that I want you to get down what the tirda is. Either the tirda is that he won't find her being a besula. Number two is he's afraid he might get hurt, krus shivcha. Number three is the machshove on the actual etzem mitzvah. And this mitzvah requires a focus and it's a lot of stress. And the fourth one for his Israels is that he will find maybe a rachma atum, which is the thick besulim. Okay, fine. Now the Shita Mekubetzes points out right here. The Shita Mekubetzes asks, he doesn't understand, why is this considered to be tirda shel mitzvah? Plus the fact he asks later on, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but the Gemara asks im kein torah lama. What is Torah Lama? This is kind of like what you're asking, Mayor Simcha. What's Torah Lama mean? What is the word Torah Lama? Torah Lama means if you're Torah, what are you Torah? Because he's a Baki. He's a Baki, Ketz a Livo, he's not Torah. So even a Baki, even if you're a Baki, Ketz a Livo, you should be Chashish. Never, maybe you're not going to find Psulim. If the whole concern is you're not going to find Psulim, who cares if you're a Baki? Hagufa, Mayor Simcha. Hagufa. If the whole concern is you won't find a psulim, you could be the biggest buck in the world. Maybe you won't find a psulim. So those are the two kashas the Shita Mekubetzes says. Number one, he says, why is it called a tirda shel mitzvah? Why is this tirda called a tirda shel mitzvah? Number two is, later in the Gemara, if the concern is your bucky solves the issue, bucky doesn't solve the issue if the concern is you're not going to find a psulim. So he answers that the tirda is, and I want you to get this, please get this. He says the tirda is you might end up doing hataya when you didn't end up necessarily what? You didn't end up necessarily thinking you're going to do Atayah. Ended up being Atayah. You're going to think you didn't find blood. You're going to think she's a Bula. And you're going to be Motzi Ra and Abbas Yisrael. And therefore, someone who's a Baki Livol is not Torah Bekah. Because that's not going to happen. You're a Baki. You know if you're going to do Atayah. You know if you're going to do regular Bia. And therefore, there's not a concern, Halacha L'maisa, at all. So therefore, that's the pshat of the Tirda. The Tirda is maybe you would find what? Maybe you might do it by taya. If you do it by taya, then lamaisa, you're going to think that maybe she's not a psula and you'll be mochi shamer salt. So a baki solves that issue. A baki is going to be able to do it properly, lamaisa. So that doesn't really necessarily answer the first kasha. Doesn't really necessarily answer the first kasha. Why is it called tirda shel mitzvah? Well, we want to answer it based on tirda shel mitzvah because it's a hechsher mitzvah. This mitzvah requires a high focus, and there is no doubt that this high focus, Lamais, is unique to this mitzvah. We don't find this anywhere else. And I want you to get this down. This concept of emotional stress we don't find by any other mitzvah. We don't find by any other mitzvah except by the Biur Rishon is going to bat you. Regarding Tsar, let's say it's Tsar. What about Tsar? Is Tsar pot you from mitzvahs? If you're going to do a mitzvah, it's going to cause you Tsar. Are you potter from mitzvahs? So we find it by Sukkah and by Tefillin. Nice. By Sukkah, Mistar is potter, and we find it by Tefillin too as well. If someone has a stomach ailment, God forbid, he's potter from the Tefillin. So there's a machloikis I want you to know between the Radbaz and the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is the Chidah. Is there a Ptur of Mitzvah in all mitzvahs? Machloikis, I don't remember which sheet is which. Machloikis, Legabe Ptur, the Shar mitzvahs. There is a Ptur by Sukkah and Tefillin. The question is, what about by what other mitzvahs? You know, the Amora, there was an Amora that drank the Arbakos, had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos. That's even by Mitzvah Rabbana. And he did it. So that's the Machloikis. That's more on physical Tzar. This is an emotional thing, what's going on with this guy. This is an emotional thing that's going on with this guy. And we only find it in Shas that it might cripple him. So he's potter from Kriya Shema. He's potter from Tefillah. He may potter in all mitzvahs based on one of the sheikhs we have from the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam. Okay? This is doing other actual Maisa mitzvahs. So can fill in there's a Ptur. The question is that Ptur exists by other mitzvahs. Now, I don't know if I mentioned it to you. I think Rev Usher Weiss Shlita, the great Gaon, came out with a Tshuva Sefer. Recently, he actually discusses an issue about, you know, and this is you have to have, if you see someone who has this, you have to try to, you know, tell them to go for help. If a person has OCD, God forbid, and he keeps repeating, let's say, a bracha constantly, he thinks he never has lamais, you know what OCD is, right? Correct? It's a psychological disease, right? What's a obsessive compulsion disorder? Keeps repeating a bracha 50 times, God forbid, Rahman, he has to go for therapy. It has to be aided. But he says, what happens if the therapy says he cannot repeat the bracha, and he feels he had no kavanah, he said the bracha wrong? What's it doing? So you know what Rabbi Asher Weiss Paskins? He says he has to listen to the medicine, and he cannot repeat it. Because a person is not obligated to spend more than a fifth of your bank account to fulfill a mitzvah essay. So he says this is his mental health. So his therapy is he shouldn't repeat the bracha, then he shouldn't repeat the bracha. Now, if he knows for sure he's going to say the bracha wrong, he can't be motzi other people. Right? He can't be motzi other people. Let's say for Kiddush. His wife would have to say her own Kiddush. But Lamaisa for himself, that's what he claims. So we're not talking about that situation. That is an issue. It's a chas v'shalom, it's an illness. He's got to be given proper help. It has to be aided. But the fact of the matter is that in Shas, the notion of emotional tsar, I'm not talking about that guy who has that illness, because that's a different box, which we just spoke about. But we're talking about a situation, there's certain mitzvahs, this is the only mitzvah we find that has this unique focus and stress, that even though Lamaisi hasn't yet done the mitzvah, it'll patter. You follow me? This is talking about tsar, the guy will have a headache. To drinking, is that a general patur or not? So we know by Sukkah and Tefillin there is, but other mitzvahs are machloikis. You follow me? That's the gabei tsar mamish. Okay, we're talking about tirda, that his mind won't be able to, his emotional stress. Tsar, they're talking more on physical stress. Right? What we're talking about, or you could even apply it to emotional stress, in that case, the fellow with the OCD. But we're talking about here emotional stress that's unique to the mitzvah. It does that pop to you. So that's why I want to make sure we got that clear. Yes, Ezra.
So what's the first opinion?
I couldn't hear you.
Who's the first opinion?
Radbaz and the Birkei Yosef. Radbaz and the Tshuvas and the Birkei Yosef.
Radbaz says it's a machlokas.
I don't know. No, it's a machlokas between the both of them. I don't remember which sheet that says which.
Where is
Radbaz? I don't remember. I have to give you the marker from the Netter on Sunday. Okay? But it's a machlokas. Radbaz, Birkei Yosef, but it's a Ptur of Tsar by other mitzvahs. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
If he was to do a Kerachimah, let's say, when would he do it? After the
Dina? Halacha
L'maisa? Yeah.
Well, we're going to say, but let's say the Dina now. Nowadays, every chassan has to say Kriya Shema. So because our kavanas are not on a high level. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says everything switches. And any chassan nowadays that says that he doesn't say it is a Baal Gaiva. Because that shows that he has great kavana. And tonight he can't. You follow me? So every chassan has to say Kriya Shema. He should daven before.
Before he...
Before he's with her, yes. Should daven before. Halacha l'maisa.
Is he kishma l'mita?
We'll talk about l'maisa. Yeah, you say, b'zman hazeh, you say everything. There's a sheet we'll get to. Okay, we'll get to, I don't know if we'll get to today, but the sheet we're talking about kishma l'mita in the Gemara. That's not the pashas though. Okay? The halacha is nowadays, we don't have great kavan anyway, so everyone says kishma. Anyone who doesn't say kishma is a balgayv. Mechzikiyur. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Yes, Ezra, real quick.
So what about Shabbos? I heard that like...
We'll get to Kriyas Mishnah, okay? So we got this is the Machloikis, Lamaisa, regarding this. Doesn't really answer the first couple. We answered it, why it's called Tirdishul Mitzvah. Okay, fine. Now, Lamaisa, let's see the first Tosos. Actually, before we see the first Tosos, let's read the answer to Gemara. What does Abaye say? Again, what's the kasha? Let's go. Shmuel holds what, Daniel? That be Rishon is Asa. What do you see from this Mishnah? Be Rishon is Mutter. Why? Because you're putter from Kriyas Shema Friday night. Yes? So obviously you can have be Rishon on Friday night. What's the Gemara's answer? Amar Abaye, lo. Ditari de lo boil. What does that mean? What's the answer? The answer is, Achasin is putter not because of Osik Mitzvah, putter and Mitzvah. He's really also to have be a Friday night. He's just so upset about the Bia that he's putter from Kriyas Shema even Friday night. Now, what is he upset about? Look at Rashi. Go ahead, Daniel. The Torah de lo boil. Go ahead, let's go. Go ahead. So the Rishash makes a diuk. Please get it. The Rishash's diuk in Rashi is different than Tysus. We'll get to it. But the Rishash is medayik from Rashi that the tirda is that he has not yet had bia on Wednesday night or Thursday night. That is upsetting to him. That is upsetting to him that he hasn't yet had bia.
What
we're going to see. I'll tell you why. The Rishash says he's upset that he hasn't yet had bia. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, and we'll see it, the Lashon of our Girsa is to tarid the low boil. What's the Girsa? The Girsa could very well be, and Tysus says it, the Pharisee Rashba says it, as he's upset that he can't have Bia tonight, because it's Usher on Shabbos. We're answering like the Mandamrin says, Usher to Bia Rishona. So the other possibility, Eli, you got me, is the Tysus says it, the Pharisee, we're going to see it inside, God willing, and the Rashba says it, the Pharisee, and do you know what the Ritva's Girsa is? The turn the Lo Mutzi boil. What is Lo Mutzi? Lo Mutzi means that he's not able to have Bia tonight, because it's Usher on Shabbos. If you guys asked me to say it or not, Lamite, I think I might have said it mistakenly. It's not that he's upset that he wasn't able to have Bia. The first shot of Rashi is he's upset that he didn't have Bia Wednesday night or Thursday night. For whatever reason, he didn't have Bia. I don't know why. But this shot is he's upset that he's not able to have Bia tonight, halacha lamaisa, because of the halacha. It has nothing to do with, you know, they wasn't able to, you know, himself, as the chassid. That's a wrong shot. I might have said that to someone in Seder. That's not right. The two possibilities in the Gemara is when it says the Tari de lo boil, the push-up shot is like Tosfos and the Girsa and the Rashba and the Ritva's Girsa that he's upset that he's not able to have Bia tonight because of Alonche, that it's also Bia Rishona. The Rishash is Medayat and Rashi, that's not the Pshat Eli. He's upset that he didn't have Bia on Wednesday night or Thursday. For whatever reason. Maybe he was helping people. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? That's two different ways to read the Pshat, Lamaisa. And the truth of the matter is, I have to tell you, and the Rivash points this out, in Shinai and Gilel, the Shittu Megubetzes quotes in Meir Simcha, it's an amazing kasha. It's an amazing kasha. He says, let me ask you a question. When have we ever heard that I can't do something because of Halacha that puts me in such a stressful mind that I'm putter from other mitzvahs? Take, for example, the Gemara about an oval. An oval is putter from the first day of tefillin. Do we say that he's so upset that he can't put on tefillin that he's putter from Kriyas Shema? That's ridiculous, no? The Rivash asks a bam kash on Tysus, a pillow. This Tysus is a pillow. The Rishash also asks it. He doesn't understand it. How can you tell me that the Pshat is that he's upset that he can't have Bia tonight because it's Usher of Chil Shabbos, therefore you're putter from Kriyas Shema? You hear what I'm saying, Yosef? It's a very, very, very novel.
Who's that?
That's what the Rivash asks on Tysus. and the Ritva and the Rashba, who have this pshat in the Gemara. It's a very strong kasha. So I was thinking, maybe what we could suggest for Tosis, the Ritva, and the Rashba is that this speaks again to the volumes about this emotional stress about Birishonah. We're not going to expand it. But just like we said, we don't find in Shas such a p'tur about other emotional stresses of a mitzvah. Only here. Also only here. We'll box it in. No, we're not going to say, oh, an Avo on the first day doesn't put on film. He's so upset about it. He's part of Kriya Shema. That's ridiculous. Get it together. You follow me? But the nature of this mitzvah is such that it is so stressful that's the way Tosos, the Ritva, and the Rashba learn the Gemara. He's upset about it that he can't have Bia tonight as Chol Shabbos because it's on his mind. He wants to get it done already. He can't do it tonight because the Halacha of Shabbos, that upsets him. That potters him in Shema. Everyone, you hear what I'm saying? I think that's a good answer. I think it speaks volumes about the nature of this mitzvah. Nochum and Avram, I think, got me thinking like this. I think that's the answer you got to suggest. You follow what I'm saying? You could just miss it, though. Let's look at the toys inside. Go ahead, Daniel, before you ask the kasha. Guys, look inside my lav. Go ahead. The second toys is, go ahead.
The second toys.
My lav. Oh, what does that mean?
Here we can't answer that.
Why don't we say Labar Mishabbos Kidalel? Why do we say except for Shabbos? What was the kasha of the Gemara? Shmuel says that Birishon is also on Shabbos. What does the Mishnah imply? Birishon is mutar on Shabbos. That's why it's part of Shema, right? Why don't you give an answer? Labar Mishabbos Kidalel. We went Wednesday till Saturday night, but Friday night's off limits. Why don't you give that answer? Go ahead. Then you're really not putter until Motzoi Shabbos. Friday night, you're chayiv. It said on Motzoi Shabbos, you're putter. Go ahead, the Kamashvis. You're making the Tana mistake in Tana. The Tana made a mistake. When he says putter on Motzoi Shabbos, not true. You're really chayiv Friday night. That's why you can't answer Labar Mishabbos. You could not have said that answer, because you're going to make the Tana into a mistake in Tana. What do I mean by mistake in Tana? Why do you tell me you're putter on Motzoi Shabbos on Friday night, you're mechuyiv? It's not true. You know what I mean? That's why I couldn't give that answer. So what should pop in your mind? So how could the Gemara give that answer on the top, right? Didn't the Gemara give the answer by Arba Leilos, by the needed, by the case of the Tinokis? Go ahead, Aval. When we said that earlier, go ahead, Mikom Makom. So what's the answer? Why is he not a mistake in Tana then? So I was thinking, what did we say yesterday in Shir in the bottom Tosos? Remember you said you could look at his bookends? Remember we said Labar Mishabbos, you could look at his bookends Wednesday to Sunday? It didn't mean every night you could have be it, right? It just meant from Wednesday, from that window of Wednesday to Sunday. But that would be fine, Lamaisa. Friday night would be off limits. That Tosos said, I'm enough. Tosos here says a little bit more. It's like Daniel was saying, maybe he's looking for a nafkamina. What happens if he would have be it Friday night? And there would be blood. You shouldn't have bia. But as you have bia, you're going to assume it was dam besulim. So chaps an afkemina. So he's not a mistake in Tana. You follow what I'm saying? If in the event I have bia, but here, you're a mistake in Tana. If you tell me that you're putter b'chuyiv from Wednesday night to Saturday night, and you tell me Friday night you're really b'chuyiv, that's a mistake. There's no afkemina to tell me. Okay? That's what Tosis is saying. You follow me? That's what Tosis Masber Lamais. I guess he wanted to give an afkemina. I thought he could have just said it's not a mistake in Tana because why? That's a window, but that was the Havamina. Tell you substantially the Havamina, the Gemara already rejected that. But we're explaining the Havamina. This is the Havamina, though. So it was bothering me why Tosh just didn't say it was bookends. That's why it's not a mistake in time. You notice it didn't say Arba Leilos here? It didn't say Arba Leilos. What did it say? It said on Motzoi Shabbat, right? So Lamaisa, that's what Tosh says. Now I want to give you another teretz to this kasha. Let's get it down. What's the other teretz to this kasha? The other teretz of this kasha is like this. And this is very fascinating. When it says on Motzoi Shabbos, Daniel, does it mean Motzoi Shabbos your putter or not? What do you say? When it says on Motzoi Shabbos, is he putter Saturday night? Is it ad v'ad b'chlau? Or is it ad v'lo ad b'chlau? Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, your putter. Saturday night, pick it up, your mechuyiv. What do you say? So this is an explicit machloekes from Rishonim. Let's get it. The Shittim Gebetz, I gave you the name of the Gilyon HaTaisvus. Says Beferish that you are putter on Motzoi Shabbos too as well. Okay? Ezra, you got it? The Gilyonatasis. You're a potter, Advad Mechal, you're a potter even on Motsoi Shabbos. The Gilyonatasis. Are you potter also Saturday night? Is it Advad Bechlau? However, the Rajbo says Beferish. The Rajbo says Beferish that Motsoi Shabbos, you're chayiv in Kriyashma. Amazing. You're chayiv in Kriyashma. Okay?
Was that last one?
That's the law. Many Rishonim say Motsoi Shabbos is chayiv b'kriyashma, and Moshe Shabbos is not part of it. Halacha lomaisa. Okay? You follow me? That's the Chiddush. The Rashba quotes such Rishonim that say like this. You got this? So machloikis. Oh. So if you look in the Prima Gadim I gave you, the Prima Gadim in Simon Ayin in the Mishpaso Zav Sivkot Nalav says, Amotsoi Shabbos is chayiv b'kriyashma, and the Vilna Gaon in Sifkot and Heder, Simon Ayin Sifkot and Heder says you're potter. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yibbeis, he says you're potter. So it's a machloikis in the poskim, in the Gedolei HaPoskim. Based on this machloikis in Rishon, the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah say you're potter, Avad Bechlau, Prima Gadim says you're mechuyev. So the Gaon points out like this. The Gaon points out, amazing, the Gaon says like this. The Gaon says the following Chiddush. The Gaon says, don't prove me from the Brisa later on that we that says Bisheni Potter after Shlishi. It didn't say Bishlishi Potter after Revi. Right? Don't prove from there as must be the only Potter the three nights. Because he says the Brisa didn't see Bishlishi Potter after Revi. Because why? You know what that would teach me? If he said Bishlishi Revi, it would teach me on Potter even in the day of Revi. And that is ridiculous. No one says on Sunday day that you're Potter for Krishma. That's why it didn't teach that. But Saturday night, Daniel, you talk our potter. You follow me? If anyone says your Sunday morning, everyone holds you pick up the Pashup Shat, the Chiv. Saturday night, Lamaisa will be the last thing. So that don't bring me any diukim. Halacha Lamaisa. That's why I didn't say Bishlishi Potter after Revi. So that's a major what? Major machloikis. It's a major machloikis. Now, the truth of the matter is, let's get this. What about Kriyash Mashal Shachar, says what you said. So the Rabbeinu Manoyah, that they quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, is Medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says Potter from Kriyashma doesn't differentiate between Arvis and Shachris. Hitaka says, Ezra, that you're Potter from everything. And says the ghost Mamonios and Os Beis, that the Chosin is Potter at night and in the daytime. And the Torah says, Bein Biyom, Bein Melayla. 4 days, 4 nights. I, the Mishnah, says Laila Rishon. Rabbeinu Manoach says it's not coming to exclude what? Shachris. It's coming to exclude the day of the Nisuin in the morning. It's coming to exclude the morning of the wedding before the wedding. Of course, you're chayiv in Kriyashma then. That's what it's coming to exclude. Laila Rishon. Laila Rishon, you're potter. But on that day, the day of the wedding, before the wedding, you're mechuyev in Shachris. Now, the Rabbeinu Manoach says, what's the Svara though? The Gemara says in Ksubis that you're not supposed to have bia in general during the daytime. Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, the Lashon of the Gemara is. Unless you're a dark room, remember, we send you a Tabal Kalkum, right? So he says, Kriyash Moshe Shachris, you should be chayiv, because you're not, what are you worried about? You know, you can't have bia with her. But Lamaisa Pisvari says, you should be chayiv in the daytime. But the Beis Yosef says, yeah, he says Alpisvari doesn't understand it. Why should it be? Because that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Mestaber like that, he says. He is asking.
But he still says,
yeah, he says the Psak is you're completely putty. He just says, I'll be Svara. You're not having bee in the daytime, so what are you worried about? But the Beis Yosef says in the tour, they are putter, even Kriyash Moshe Shachar is beyond Rishon, because you also be mitzvah, putter be mitzvah in the preparation of the wedding. If you should also call a yom be mitzvah, bachanel in the suin. So the tour says, even Kriyash Moshe Shachar is beyond the suin, you're putter. Beyond the suin. Even the morning of the wedding, the Beis Yosef quotes your potter. Because you're already in the stage of what? Of worried about it. Preparing for the wedding. That we don't paskin like. We paskin, nowadays you're chayiv and everything. But I want you to get this down, okay? Pashtus is, most Rishonim say potter, both night and daytime, Ezra. Right? And even the morning before, the Beis Yosef quotes you are. And the Ravina Manoach says, no, morning before you're mechuyiv. He says, I'll be svar, even the daytime afterwards you should be potter from. But Lamaisa, he says, like we said from Meir Simcha, you're part of Ben Beyom, Ben Belayim. No, Pisfar doesn't understand why it says Beyom. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Amazing. There is a Sforim that are known as the Talmidei Rashi. Have you ever heard of those Svarim? Early Rishonim? Machzer Vitri. Sefer Ora. There were Talmidim of Rashi. And in the Sefer Oras, Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, and the Machzer Vitri, Simon Tov Samach Vav, these are Talmidim of Rashi. And the Sefer Pardes, Amud Yud Dalet, amazing what they say. All three. They claim that the Chassan is only Pater from Kriya Shema Alamita. Guys, get it down. The whole sugya is only talking about Kriya Shema Shalmita. But you're chayv in Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis. Isn't that amazing? Collector's item. They say the whole sugya is talking about Kriya Shema Shalmita. Kriya Shema Alamita. You hear that? What's the kasha Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on? How can you say the whole sugya is talking about Achi of Midrabanan? Why do we say Kriya Shema Alamita? Because of Mazikim, Shadim. Everyone needs Shmira. So you know what the Teretz is?
Who's that?
That's where Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on this. How can you tell me the whole sugya is only Achi of Midrabanan, Mishu Mazikim? So he says the Teretz is, there Kavana was referring to Bizman Azeh, Daniel. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Sif Gimel? Nowadays, no one has good Kavana. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try to have good Kavana. Don't be, you know, don't, the Shulchan Aruch says we don't have Kavana nowadays, so I'm going to have no Kavana. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. That's why Mamash Litzonis. You strive. Of course you strive. Try the best you can. But the bottom line is we're not on the high Madrega. Doesn't mean you can't try. I can hear some Litzonis say such a thing. Chas v'sholom. So he says that Gilyone Ashas, that since we paskin nowadays, no one has good kavana. The Talmidim Rashi were talking about what? Bizman hazeh, when you're Miriam Basul, you say Kriya Shema. But you're putter from Kriya Shema Alamita.
That shouldn't make a difference.
No, so he says the whole
sugya was talking about the Raisa.
Exactly.
He said they said
exactly. The whole sugya was talking about classical Kriya Shema. They were talking about Kriya Shema Alamita. Excellent, Ezra. They were talking about Kriya Shema Alamita. And therefore, the guy is part of Kriya Shema Alamita. Okay? Because that was a chiyuv midrabanan. You know, the oilam asks akasha, bizman hazeh, no one has good kavana. So, okay. So no one has good kavana. So try the best you can, lamaisa. Shiti yotze Kriya Shema. So bizman chachamim zichron levracha, whatever kavana you had, you should be yotze for it. You know what the Chazon Ish says? The kavana that's needed for Kriya Shema has to be an Madrega that you should try your best. And if you can't get to that, you're not Yaitzi Chavasa. That's what they say, B'Shem the Chazon Ish. Bezman and the Shnayis, you have to try to get to the Kavana you could. So the Sefer Ora, the Talmidei Rashi said the Sugi is not talking about Kriya Shema Alamita. And the Kasha they held is talking about Kriya Shema Alamita. No, they were talking about Bizman Hazeh, where if you're Miriam Sulu, you're Chayim Kriya Shema, you're Putter though in what? You're Putter in Kriya Shema Alamita. We don't Paskin like that either, Daniel. We pass here also Chayv Kriya Shema Alamita. Okay. Memeila, leads us to the another answer to Tosis Kasha. What was Tosis Kasha, Daniel? That you read? Why didn't the Gemara answer Labar Mishabbos, yes? That it's Usher. I'll tell you the following answer. Beautiful Teretz. You know what the Teretz is? Says the Galyona Tosis, quoted by the Shittim Gubetzis. Amazing. Listen to this Teretz. He wants to tine it. Well, according to, if you're chayiv in Kriya Shema on Motzoi Shabbos, that means it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Then you can answer Taisus Kasha. No, get it down. It's ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Because you can't tell me labar mi Shabbos. If you tell me, everyone, guys, chop this. You can't say labar mi Shabbos. If you tell me that Motzoi Shabbos is lo ad v'lo b'chlal, that means Saturday night you got to say, right? And that means if you say Labar Mishabbos, Friday night you got to say. So why would you say Ad Motzoi Shabbos? Ad Motzoi Shabbos, you're Chayiv Saturday night. You're also Chayiv Friday night. It's ridiculous. You would never speak such a way. Mimele, you can answer Taisus Kasha. It's an ingenious answer. You can't answer Labar Mishabbos if you hold that on Saturday night it starts again. And who said on Saturday night it starts again? The Vilna Gaon. I'm sorry, the Prima Gaudim said it. And Mimele, if you say it like that, that answers it beautifully. Halacha l'maisa. Yes. What is Tosus trying to say there? Why didn't the Gemara say Labar Mishabbos? Well, the Kasha was Shmuel, be Rishon's Usher. The Mishnah says it's Mutter because you're Patim Krishma. No. The Mishnah said a Motzoi Shabbos, but Friday night, you're not. Friday night, it's Usher to have Bia. and you're chayv in Kriyishma. Labar mishabbos. Yeah? How could you tell me Labar Mishabbos? The Mishnah said you're potter ad motzoi Shabbos. But if ad motzoi Shabbos means ad velo ad bechlal, means Saturday night you're chayiv to say Krishma, and Friday night also you're chayiv. So why would you say a phraseology until motzoi Shabbos? Which means ad velo ad bechlal, which means Saturday night you're not potter, you're mechuyiv, but Friday night also you're mechuyiv. So why would you speak such a way that you're potter until motzoi Shabbos? You're really not potter. You're putt only Wednesday night and Thursday night. You're chayav Friday night, you're chayav Saturday night. So the phraseology is ridiculous. But if you hold it in ad v'ad bichlal, then you can hear it a little bit. Because you are putter Saturday night, Friday night you're chayav. You hear what I'm saying?
So I'm saying
he's giving another way to answer Tosis Kasha. That's what he wants to say. It's a beautiful shot, Mamaisa.
You can just say that Tosis holds like the other opinion that it's
right. You have to say, well said, it's mukhruch Lamaisa. You have to say Halacha l'maisa, that Tosis didn't give that teretz, he held ad v'ad b'chlal. Well said, Ezra. That's what you're going to have to say. Whereas earlier by the Dan B'sulim, you could say l'maisa, you know, earlier by the Dan B'sulim, what's the answer? What's the answer why you could say what? Mashenkev, like having the Dan B'sulim, it's pshitven motzei Shabbos is b'chlal. It said b'feresh arba leilos, right? It said arba leilos. Right, so it said arba leilos. So you could say labar mishabbos, right? You could say there's no problem of getting into that quagmire. If by our case it just said ad motzoi Shabbos, so you got a pilpul whether it's ad bichlal ad lo bichlal. But earlier it said arba leilos, so I can say arba leilos, but there's an exception to those arba leilos. You follow me? You're not going to get stuck by saying that it means okay. You could say like it was a bookends, like we said, and tell me the nafkimi if you had bia b'isser, so it'd be dam b'sulim. But that's another answer you can answer this kasha. But the whole shtickel Torah I was suggesting is based on the next line of the Gemara now. What's the next line of the Gemara? Back to the Gemara. Rava jumps and says, Amar Rava lo. That's ridiculous. What does Rava say? Let's see inside. Amar le Rava umishum tirda pater? You're going to tell me because the guy's upset? What are the two pshatim we said? What are the two pshatim of being upset? Rashi says he's upset he didn't have the bia Wednesday night or Thursday night. Right? Rashi and Rashash. Yeah? What did Tosas the Ritva and the Rashma say? He's upset because he can't have bia tonight because it's Usher. Whichever it is. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? I'm only Rav Mishum Tirda Pater. The guy goes chapter 11, God forbid. He's Pater from davening. Elamiyat, what do I mean by chapter 11? Chapter 11 is bankruptcy. Elamiyat, a Tavas Finasso Biyam. He's got a yacht and it goes down. Now his business is totally kaput. Hachinami the party is totally, he's distraught. He's got no geld. What's he going to do? Rachmanu Litzlan. Is he going to be party? He's got to get it together. He's got to get, and I'm not saying it's easy, but he's got to get it together. Rava says he thinks that's ridiculous. Rava jumps on Abaye. How can you say such a thing? Zok Toysus Daniel. I'm sorry, one more line in the Gemara. The Chitema Hachinami, and if you tell me in Hachinami, yes. The guy went bankrupt, is distraught, and he's taka potter from mitzvah chas v'sholom. V'homer Rabbi Abba bar Zavda Marav Avel meaning a mourner, not aval, right? Avel chayv b'chol mitzvah amunus b'turn, a mourner is chayv, and avel is chayv b'chol mitzvah amunus b'turn, chutz min atfilin, shenemar ben per. And avel is chayv b'chol mitzvah satir. There's a lot we have to discuss here. We don't have time to, an onen we know is potter from mitzvahs. Mitzvahs essay. We'll talk about this on Sunday. Guys, please be there on Sunday, okay? We have to talk about the p'tur of an onen and the chiyuv, the p'tur of tefillin the first day. There's a lot of lumnas we have to see in this. But what do you see from this kasha? He's chayiv all mitzvahs at Torah except for one, because it says pe'er. And Rashi is going to describe l'maisa, that when it came to Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yechezkel's wife died, God forbid, he told Yechezkel to put on tefillin. You're mechuyev in tefillin the first day, Masha. Everyone else is a mourner's putter. We'll see in Rashi what the makor, we have to see what exactly the makor of why an ovel is putter from tefillin on the first day. Is it a svara or is it a gzeres kosef? That's a major machlis that refrain, Shlita, we have to say it over, as a whole mahalik. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Eli, you see chlor, halacha l'maisa. You see chlor, that don't tell me that Sar is a p'tur for mitzvahs. If he went chapter 11, because an oval is so distraught, he's chayiv everything except for the first day. Because an onen from the time that what he lost his seven relatives, what's the din? What's the din? He's chayv and lavin patur from mitzvah sese. Three reasons. Tirda, kavod ames, and osik mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. But what are the dinim d'oraisa we learn about aninus? What are the two dinim d'oraisa? An owner can't eat kachim, and he cannot eat what? Meiser, shein, correct? Those are the two dinim. But the chachamim patur from mitzvah sese for those three reasons. Then when there's the interment, stimus agola, which we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, which meant kvura, against Rashi, which meant skiris aaron, then he becomes an oval. Oval sky and all mitzvahs. He's very upset. He's distraught. He's got to get it together. Harav Agon Twersky, he lost his brother. Sky and mitzvahs. Rachman al Islam. Sky and mitzvahs. Very difficult. How much distraught he must be. He's b'chuy the mitzvahs, the Gemara says. Rava jumps on Abaye. Zok the toisis Daniel. V'ha'amar. V'ha'amar Rababa. No, do you got to do Ramaskal. Avaha Amar Rabba. Oh, Abaye would say back, if a guy goes bankrupt, I feel bad for him. That's not tirda the mitzvah, though. And don't give me the shtick, okay, is a mitzvah to make parnas of your family? Of course it is, but that's not what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about objective tirda the mitzvah. Okay? That's not enough to make you putter. Aval. There it is. But tirda that he was not able to have bia on Wednesday night or Thursday night for whatever reason. There it is. That's a aval tirda lo matzi. No, tirda lo matzi boil a tirda that he wasn't able to have bia. Chashiv tirda the mitzvah. Don't speak in past tense. The tirda that he's not able to have bia now came in chitar v'mashenei yochel asos mitzvah tonight because of chol Shabbos. You follow me? That's how Tosa's saying differently than Rashi. That's the Tosis that we were quoting. Don't translate it wrong like I just did. The second translation is correct. Tirda l'matzi bal because of now, because he can't do the mitzvah because of chol Shabbos, not because he wasn't able to on what Rashi said. No, Rashi tirda l'bal she mitzvah shelo bal in past tense. Here he's talking about Shinyoch Lasos Mitzvah now. That's the machloikis, right on the daf there. That's the machloikis. That's what he's responding for Abaye. So Abaye is going to say back, and this is what Nachum and Avram were saying to me, that it's again, it speaks volumes about the tirda mitzvah of the bia. That's part of the mitzvah, is the preparation and getting ready for it. That's tirda mitzvah. Going chapter 11 is not called the tirda mitzvah. Granted, there's a side mitzvah to sustain your family. But that itself is not a mitzvah, owning the boat. Yes, Daniel.
Two things. The first thing, it seems like Rashi is going to Rashash because he uses the past tense, and Rashash holds that.
Rashash says
he's upset that he didn't have bia yet, so he was in the past tense also.
Right, but he was upset that he didn't have the bia Wednesday and Thursday night. He's not upset about they can't do it tonight. Correct.
Right.
Very good.
But
al pisvar we said the Tulsa is very difficult. Because do you ever say that you don't put on tefillin on the first day because you're an avil, you're putter from Kriyat Shema? So we answer that by saying, again, it speaks volumes about this unique mitzvah of the Bir Rishonah. Only here will we say such a thing. Yes, Mir Simcha.
Can't you say that once we're applying this tirda to any kind of mitzvah now, meaning, why are we rejecting this Fina case? Because it's like a mitzvah club, but once it comes
it's not a mitzvah.
That's what I'm saying. But when it comes to the Bia, that's tirda the mitzvah.
That's correct.
So can we apply that to any case where one guy is tired of the mitzvah then? Meaning, based on this Tosfos, wouldn't you want to expand the inyan of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah?
No, this is an inyan of tirda.
That's what I'm saying.
This is an inyan of tirda. So since it's an inyan of tirda, lamaisi, you see that
what's
the tirda only of the bia is something that is mechuyevin.
Why?
Oh, so let's see, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, the feirish lamaisa. Well, we'll get to it later in the Gemara, but the answer is, I'll tell you that avelus means, if I ask you what is avelus, avelus doesn't mean to be sad. Avelus means to do what? Atifis Rosh, Kfiyas Amita, Nilas Asandal. Okay, you can be sad. And the Rambam says if you don't cry, you're not a good guy, but if you cry too much, you're a bad guy. Shol Shemei Bechi. That's what avelus is. There's only one mitzvah that requires this emotional gripping of the Amachshava, the Tirda Mitzvah Patish. And that's Bia. That's it.
I don't know what we're talking talking about like the emotional, the stress.
That's what it said. That's what Abai holds. Abai holds tirda lemaisa.
A guy is such avos a mitzvah that he's torn when he can't do a mitzvah. Isn't that the same kind of emotional stress? Lemaisa at the end of the day?
According to who?
There's nothing in Chazal that says you have to be torn emotionally connected to the mitzvah.
According to Tosafos, it's saying only Bia Rishona has that tirda that will pop to you. That is correct. When a chassan cannot say, put on tefillin, that upsets him to no end, but that's not enough to pocket
doesn't,
from
Kriya Shema. Doesn't Rambam say that when one doesn't have Kavanah for Shemona Esrei, or the police or the Hegel, whatever it is, are going to come to you, and so then you can stop Shemona Esrei in the middle because you don't have proper Kavanah, or you're allowed to uproot, you're allowed to be over yourself from that Malkum and go somewhere else because you're...
Yeah, but that doesn't pocket you. That doesn't pocket you. We're talking about Mamish Pater from other mitzvahs. Only here. That's what I'm saying to the Shtickle Torah that we're saying in answer Tysus. That's what we're answering Tysus. Rashi is saying what you're saying. Rashi's saying the Maisa, it has to be upset that it'd have Bia Wednesday night and Thursday night. He's not upset the fact that it can't have Bia tonight. But the Maisa, both the whole approach of the Gemara is speaking on this notion of what Bia's mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of the Bia's mitzvah. Okay, let's get to the five Nakud. I want to get to Chumashun, okay? But Lamaisa, what's very important we have to point out is that Lamaisa, what is really the tour that we have for tefillin? Okay, and I want to just go with this, and then we will go to Chumash, and we'll continue it on Sunday. What is the makor that an oval is usher and tefillin the first day of avails? What is the makor? Let's get it. Turn to a Gemara Moikot and Daniel. Moikot and Daf Tetvov, Amud Aleph. What is the makor that an oval is usher in tefillin? Loshen HaGemara. Oval usher laniach tefillin, midekomer le'rachmano li'yecheskel, pe'erecha chavush alecha, michlal dekuliyama usher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel when his wife died, you put on tefillin, mashma, every other oval that is an oval for the seven relatives is usher. Now, let me ask you, why do you think Hashem told Yecheskel that? I never knew this until this morning. Rashi says in Yecheskel, you look up in Yecheskel, what parakeet is in Yecheskel? Parakeet of Dalud. Pasuk Yitzayin. You know Rashi comments on Yecheskel? This was the time of the Chorban, Daniel. Please get this. There's only a concept of Avelis when there are Menachemim around. We as Klal Yisrael are going to lose the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone was going to be a mourner. There were no Menachemim. Therefore, there's no Avelis. Therefore, he told Yecheskel, I don't want you to what not put on tefillin. Put on tefillin. I think it speaks to what the Rav said, and then Gimel Amud Beis B'Yevamos, that what is the phrase coined there about Churban, Beis HaMikdash, called Avelis? Yeshana. The old mourning. The Avelis Yeshana. What's Avelis Chadasha? A private mourning for the seven relatives. It's unique and special, different track. There's many nafkaminas. Many nafkaminas. There's hespit for private krovin. There's kinis. You know what kinis are? That's on Tisha B'Av. There's no end to it. Bacho tivke kol alayla. Pasken eicha. Bacho tivke kol alayla. There's no end to it. By the private mourning, there's only shlosh yimei bechi. Of course, there's no isser crying more than that. I'll give you another nafkamina. Eicha. You are never supposed to challenge Hashem's decrees when the seven relatives die. You're never supposed to say, when you're Menachem and Oval, what could we do? Or the Oval's not supposed to say, what could we do? Mashma, that if we could do something, you change the Gzeira. That's what Tziduk Adin is in a Levaya. If you're ever at a Levaya, God forbid, you should say Tziduk Adin, where you don't challenge Hashem's Din. It's a whole long passage. Hebrew and English, you can say it. Very important. If everyone's not going to say it, the Rav should say it. It was Mesad of the Levaya. You're never supposed to ask. What does Eicha mean? We are asking. We're saying Eicha. Only by Avelis Yeshana can you ask such a question. You cannot ask the question by Avelis Chadasha. There are many other differences the Rav pointed out. Like six or seven Chalukim. But those are two right off the bat. So we want to suggest the same thing. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel to put on the tefillin, because there's no Avelis in the situation, because it was so close to the Churban. There's not going to be any Menachemim. So you wanted him to be different. You follow me? This is what Rashi says in Yecheskel. So this Gemara in Moed Katan, let's get it because we got to get to Chumash, is repeated also in Sukkah and in Brachas and in our Masechta and Ksubis the Sukkah we just saw. It says, Gufam Rababa Razavda Marav, Avol Chai Vachomit Samaris Batara, Chutz Mit Tfilin, Shari Nemar Ben Per, Minamar Le Rachamon El Yechesko Pera Chavushalach Atu de Machayavas, Kuliyama Potter, Kuliyama Ptiri, Vanilin Biom Rishon Exiarichsa Kiyom Mar. If you look in the Tyson Sukkah, please get it down. What is the makor? What is the makor? Why an oval doesn't put on tefillin the first day? And it doesn't, you guys don't even think about it sometimes, because let's say they have the Leviah 1 or 2 in the afternoon, so that's when they do, when they finish the Leviah, that's the first day of Shiva, right? Mixes in Yom Kikulo. He didn't put on tefillin that day. For the end of that day, he was an oval, and he didn't put on tefillin. You follow me? So a lot of guys don't even think about it. But it always is fulfilled. By the next morning, it's already the second day of Shiva, right? But it is fulfilled. The first day, he doesn't put on the tefillin. He doesn't come back from the cemetery and put on the tefillin right before Shkia for Mincha, right? He is pata the first day. He is absolutely pata the first day. We fulfill that. Now, what is the makor? So what I want to bring out is get it down. The way Rav Fran points it out from Tysus, we'll go to Chumash after this. Refrained in his sefer. Refrained, there is yeshiva from Neri Yisroel, from where Eli's from, the city of Eli. He has a sefer called, not so well known, All of Yisachar. Gavaltika sefer on Moed Katan and Maseches Tmurim. Everyone knows him from the drushes, but he's an unbelievable sefer in Lomdus. And he writes here, amazing. He points out, you see, that an Avos Potter and Tefillin from a Drusha from Yecheskel, a Drusha Guru. So why does the Gemara say Tefillin is called Pe'er? Doesn't the Gemara by us, Daniel, say Tefillin is called Pe'er? Why does it have to say that? Why does it have to say Tefillin is called Pe'er? Because you're limited only to Tefillin. And Avos Chayv and all mitzvahs in the Torah except for Tefillin. Because Tefillin means glorification.
Is that
the
Pshat
in Gemara? That's the Pshat in Rashi. That's a pshat in Rashi and Tysus. Tysus and Bracha says the same thing in Yud Aleph. Because they ask on Rashi, why does Rashi need the drasha? Lama leila farj l'ach drashim shum dikre pir. What did Rashi say there, Daniel? Read the Rashi. Okay?
Shenemar ben pir.
Yeah, it says it l'maisa. Yeah, read the Rashi. Shenemar ben pir. Go ahead. A mourner is absorbed in his dust, karno on his forehead and his head. What does Rashi mean? Why does Rashi have to say that? Why does Rashi have to give this svara? Tosfos asks, what do you need the svara for? It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. So the Sar Mikutzi, Tosfos quotes in Brachas, and Yud Aleph and Beis, he quotes one in the Baalei HaTosfos. The only reason Rashi is giving you the svara is not to extrapolate the Ptur to other mitzvahs. It's only limited to tefillin. But if I ask you on a bechina, what's the makor that almost bought from tefillin on the first day? Perech avush alecha. The direct drasha to Yecheskel. So what's Rashi saying to Svara? To tell me don't expand the tour from tefillin to other mitzvahs. That's how Tysus learns up Rashi in Brachas. Okay? And Daf Yud Aleph. And Tysus in Sukkah as well. We got it, Klor? Meir Simcha? That's the makor. Let me just point out to you, the Rush, though, argues. The Rush, in the beginning of the third parak of Moed Katan, says the Ptur of Tefillin is not like the Isser of Talmud Torah and Shei L'Shalom, we learned from Yechezkel. Those are Drusha Gemuras. This is a Svara. Tefillin is Pe'er. And therefore, a P Svara, since an Avol is head, is full of ashes, and it's not proper to put strap glorification on your head, that is Vamakom Afer. So let's get it down. Rashi, Vitosvos, it's a Drasha Gemura. The only Svara that Rashi gave is not to extend the Ptur to other mitzvahs. According to the Rosh, what's the answer? Svara. It's a Svara. It's a Gilui Milsa that tefillin is called Pe'er. That's what the Rosh wants to say. The Rosh says, Halacha l'maisa, he says, he doesn't think that drasha is a drasha gemurah. That's like an asmachta l'maisa. It's like an asmachta. That's what he writes. He doesn't think that it's considered to be a what? That it's considered to be a drasha gemurah. He says if it was a drasha gemurah, you should be putter from tefillin all 7 days, not just the first day. Okay? So he says it's a svara, and that svara is limited to the first day. You got it, Meir Simcha? That's the machlekes. So we'll pick it up on Sunday with this mahal. Let's get to Chumash. We're in Parshas Toldos. Let us begin with he.